With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. A bill that would settle back pay claims brought about by the state Supreme Court's Sukuma decision got enough support to pass through the Senate. Senator Brad Hawkins says it took some amending of the original, but he's otherwise pleased with how things have gone so far.
Well, I'm very thankful that the bill 5720 was approved by the state Senate. We did pick up a handful of Democratic members who voted for it, along with the Republican members. This is an issue that has been brought to me by many of the growers and agricultural employers in my district, the 12th district, but it is an issue that impacts many, many throughout the state. I think there's upwards to 30 being named so far in these class action lawsuits.
The East Wenatchee Republican says the amended bill is more narrowly focused.
The bill, as it passed the Senate, is focused exclusively on how we can compensate workers for past uncompensated rest breaks. And if, according to my bill, as it passed the Senate, if agricultural employers choose to do that, then they will be held harmless from lawsuits. And that's really important because I see what's happening to the agricultural industry. It's this really dark cloud looming of extended class action lawsuits.
Listen tomorrow for more on how Hawkins' ag wage bill evolved during debate in the House of Representatives and what happens next. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.